Summon theme song! Move us on.
Welcome back, dorks big and small, to The Wizard Nerdcast, your one-stop chop shop of terrible remakes. As usual, I'm Jane.
I'm Mare.
I'm Tanelli.
And DK.
And though they deserve so much more, hold on.
I mean, we can't do nothing else until you continue, so we're just going to hold on.
We're holding on.
And though they deserve so much more, this is a moment of awkward silence for David Bowie and Alan Rickman. Don't speak, Tanelli. Go.
Turn into a crack off.
So many connotations there. So this week has been quite eventful for the better and for the worse. We are all in mourning for the loss of at least two great people this week alone, and those people both deserve their own aside, so keep an eye out for the Bowie and Rickman, respectively, tributes dropping later this week. However, we have fudge-packed the ever-loving hell out of this episode with plenty of big, exciting movie news, including a pop-up surprise from J. Brams and a whole mess of Del Toro.
Talk about sex.
That's how I do it. Terrible.
Smoothest of transitions.
We'll talk a bit about Adam West and Tim Curry's return to a Rocky Horror Picture Show. All this.
Adam West.
And more when we come back from our commercial break.
Ladies and gentlemen, have you been thinking ink? Are you in the mood to get tattooed? Well, come on down to Black Sparrow Tattoo. 1614 Farragut Ave in Bristol, PA, 19007, just like James Bond. Nick Santiago and Benny Powell will stab you until you are colorful. You can also find them at facebook.com/BlackSparrowTattoo, BlackSparrowTattooStudio1@gmail.com for emails, and @BlackSparrow_TattooStudio for Twitter. You can always give them a call as well at 215-788-1887. That's Black Sparrow Tattoo for all your pointy, colorful needs.
So Adam West is going to Rocky Horror Picture Show too?
No, DK.
This is worded strangely.
Adam West and Tim Curry's return.
Yes, both of them.
He's back, finally, after all these years.
I'm high, and I'm, like, just not...
The original.
My words are not coming out correctly. My ebb and flow is not processing.
I can't do an Adam West.
Yeah, oh, God, that's weird...
I'm just a sweet transvestite.
That's weird.
I love that song. But I hate baseball cards.
You sound like a robot, Adam West.
I am Adam West.
I've seen him in like three Family Guys. I don't watch that show very often.
He's great.
I mean, he's one of my favorite things in that show. Just he pops up and explains how he loves something and then hates something ridiculously stupid.
Well, he's the best. Yeah.
Like candy wrappers.
He was, there was the one where he thought he was talking to the plants.
Yeah.
And he was, and she was just like, what's wrong? They're like, they're spying on me. She's like, who, the government? He's like, no, the plants.
It was fucking great. Yeah. I love when I like him and Patrick Stewart, like in American Dad.
Yes.
Just like their willingness to like act
it's
like
so
crazy
funny that
people.
They do that. Yeah.
Complete and crazy.
And Patrick Stewart, Patrick Stewart's character is so debaucherous. Like he's like a terrible person. Like it's so funny. So funny. But anyway, the Legos, Tinelli. The Legos.
That fucking Lego set's ridiculous. It's going to be $250. You guys saw the pictures of it earlier.
It was amazing.
The total number of pieces are
up there.
2,526 pieces exactly.
That's like 10 cents a piece. That's not a bad deal at all.
Not at all.
No. Wow. Okay.
When you think about it that way.
Yeah, like they sell, like
they
were
sell
selling
the Legos,
Legos
for about that.
Yeah.
In the fucking store.
Mm-hmm. It's like a bag of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So you can just make stuff that you want.
Uh-huh.
We were at the con and they had like a Lego, whole Lego like station, you know, and they had like a.
Yeah, that Lego movie really took a chunk in Toys R Us.
What was Lego Star Wars stuff? There was a seat. No, Star Trek. There was like a seat.
Oh yeah!
I saw the picture.
Yeah, that was completely made of Lego.
Yeah, you told me about that. There I didn't know they had the individual pieces for sale.
Oh yeah,
that's genius. Because that's one of those things where you can get a program for your computer, work out what you want to make.
Oh yeah, there were
out
people
of the pieces and shit, and then just go there and pick out the ones you need, like, and just build the fucking thing.
There were people at the con, like when they had like looked like full printouts, and they were picking out pieces.
There you go.
Dude, it was
so they just had bins of different color Legos, different shapes, different people.
Yeah, the Lego store
like
has
custom,
10 cents.
That's awesome.
Roughly.
Where's the nearest Lego store in Philadelphia?
Cherry Hill Mall.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, New Jersey.
All right, he knew that.
Yeah, because he went there, right?
I did. I robbed that shit all the time.
That's
I
fucking awesome.
Can we go to the actual Lego land?
Did you just say you rob that shit all the time?
If I could,
slip his single pieces in his pocket so he feels like he's getting away.
I'm taking this alligator.
He needs the rush.
My brother's got the... He's got the Millennium Falcon, he's got the fucking Death Star, the Ghostbuster house, and he's buying this as soon as it comes
out. And what did you steal, Winona?
A blue block with four tops on it.
Oh, a four square? A 2x2.
2x2.
That's what
they call them. There it is. Yeah. No, that'd be a 2x4.
No, it's 2x2.
You're talking about the rectangle.
Are you talking about the rectangle or the little square?
Rectangle. The rectangle. One,
oh,
two,
that's
2x4
then. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Well, you said it was a four square piece.
No, I said it was four with four tops. You assumed it was four square.
Four tops, yeah. That's four
top
four pegs.
Pieces.
This is a dumb
right,
argument.
It's still fun.
I'm not having this with you.
Today on Montel.
I'm going to turn into Dennis all of a sudden. Why are we doing this?
All right, so buddy,
I'm
the
not doing this.
The Batman Lego set. It's Wayne Manor.
Right.
Completely Wayne Manor from the outside. Then it's inside. It's
mostly cave.
Right, it's all mostly cave. But they have the studio or the library. What the fuck was it?
No, it's like an office sort of.
Yeah, it's got the big red
from the
phone.
Show where they had the head that you pull back and it's
head.
The button. Yep. Yeah,
and then the doorway slides back and it's
you got the ropes. Yeah,
oh, it's so fucking cool. You
fucking slide down them ropes too.
It looked like it, right? Because
they
twisted and they had that piece on.
Yeah, they definitely spin down those ropes.
And
I
then
bet.
They had a oh, that's, God, that's so cool.
Yeah,
the little bats hanging around the cave were
yeah,
nice
and then
touch.
Inside the cave they have the interior of the cave,
the complete interior, and that interior was ridiculous.
And the fucking Batmobile
and the
Batcopter and the Bat Chopper.
Yep.
Like,
not gonna lie, if I had that Lego set, I'd want to buy them headphones with the little fucking comic characters that like hang onto them.
Yes,
because they would probably fit perfectly.
They would probably slide down that fucking thing.
Oh, that'd be great.
Oh, that'd be so cool. I think the coolest thing is that they did the Romero Joker.
Yes,
and gave
with the
him
mustache.
The mustache. All they put was the little lines above it. That was
just
so cool.
So
creepy.
Funny.
That's awesome.
And then and lots of like. Catwoman, Penguin, Riddler, Joker.
Yeah, it was very
and
inclusive.
Then Bruce Wayne and Dick Grayson and Batman and Robin
and
Commissioner
Alfred.
Gordon.
Was it?
And Alfred.
No. It was Commissioner Gordon. No Alfred.
No Alfred?
Gordon, no Alfred.
Fuck that.
Right?
No, I thought there was an Alfred.
No, that was Commissioner
Maybe
Gordon.
You flip his head around and he doesn't have the mustache.
He's got a tux.
He's just in a suit,
That's funny.
Why is Commissioner Gordon in a suit?
I don't know.
He's going to a dinner.
Yeah.
Right.
Or you just flip the whole piece around and Alfred has backward elbows or something.
Yeah.
Like a bird.
It's some weird shit.
That's fucked up.
It is fucked up, man. The dude works so hard.
I'm just saying, he was always one of the top build in the cast.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah, just alphabetically, because it's Alfred Batman.
Wait, what's Alfred's last name?
Pennyworth.
He was trying to quiz DK.
Oh, sorry, I wasn't looking.
Gotta keep them updates. Updating.
See?
Yeah.
You can't get me.
So what is it?
Just forget I said
What is the last name?
What, Pennyworth?
Oh, that'd be so great. That's something you could pull on Tonelli when he's, like, drowsy. Because he'll be like, yeah, I know it. And then, like, forget it a second later.
That's, what are we talking about? Yeah, that's something we can chalk up on the board.
Yeah.
It was a victory.
DK knows Alfred's last name.
He definitely does, man. He was on it.
What's Commissioner Gordon's first name?
Yo, why are you living in the past?
You lost.
Oh, come on, that's easy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Stop.
What's Commissioner Gordon's first name?
It doesn't matter.
Continue. Yeah, it does. What's his first name?
I already answered your stupid question.
No.
What's who's first
name? Tonelli's just mad because he lost.
Technically, yeah, technically exactly. You answered Mara's stupid question because he asked you, then you answered him.
No, you asked him, and then she answered.
No.
Yeah,
and then
that's
he also got it right.
Yeah, so.
Nope, not happening.
Yeah, because I'm the man. All right, my knowledge is over.
I'm pretty sure you're looking around for a Batman book that you saw.
I'm exhausted.
Anyway, guys, his name is Jim. Jim fucking Gordon.
So if I said James, I would have been right?
Yeah.
Because that was going to be my
his
answer.
His name is James.
The same name as probably J.J. Abrams, okay?
James Gordon Abrams.
He pumped out a sleeper while our heads were turned with Star Wars. And it is what it seems to be, it very most likely could be the sequel to Cloverfield.
No, it is. That's what they said.
No, he said, nope.
They wanted to make it as close to, what was it?
He
exact
said they're
phrasing?
Not, they're not.
They said it is
anything.
Going to be, no, someone confirmed it's not going to be a sequel per se.
Right.
They said it's going to be a blood relative.
Right.
Yes.
That's what they,
that's the way they put it.
Right.
Which in my mind doesn't mean sequel, but it means takes place in the same universe.
Well, I honestly never seen Cloverfield. I heard it was good, but I just never seen it. But they were just locked in that, grocery store? Is that Cloverfield?
No.
In Cloverfield, there was a monster taking over the city, and they were, locking around the city.
And it was handheld.
Oh. Yeah, I knew it was the handheld. I thought it was the one where they were, locked in a store the whole time.
No.
It's like a handheld version of War of the Worlds. That's how I see it.
That you're thinking of The Mist.
Okay.
The one where all the fog rolls in and the tentacles come in.
Either way,
story.
They can just do the exact same story, but it's based on someone else's fucking
survival.
But anyway, this time they put money into it. And honestly, can I say to you guys, I really watched this trailer a few times today, and this is honestly my favorite trailer I've ever seen. Because
the music.
Here's how I see it. It could be a couple ways. That could be the first 5 minutes of the movie, and then shit happens. Or that could be, they could spend most of the movie
there. In the trailer.
And I feel like I've seen nothing of the movie. You know what I mean? That's how I feel. I feel like I know nothing about the movie.
I feel the exact opposite, though, because I feel like I've seen the entire movie.
Yeah, I know that entire movie right now.
I feel like
if you feel that way, it's because they wanted you to.
No, look at the poster. Even the poster, the whole thing is pointing out the underground bunker.
Right.
And not only that, but even the tagline is, what was it? Some monsters, what?
Some monsters coming all form?
Yeah, monsters coming all form. Yes.
So, which is implying, maybe not saying directly, but I think it's fairly obvious, it's saying John Goodman's going to be a monster.
Absolutely.
I think it takes place
in the universe. This is my guess. I think it takes place in the same universe as Cloverfield. The Cloverfield thing has either happened or is happening. This guy builds the bunker down there. He sends his whole family down there, and nothing ever comes near him. They're not in the city. They're no one has a bunker underground in the city like that. Right. That's somewhere out in the country.
Because even the
suburbs,
poster,
it's suburbs,
suburbs or country.
Yeah,
at least suburbs though, for sure. And so that means what I'm thinking is the whole reference to the monsters come in all shape is this dude, John Goodman's character, is so oppressive to them, and he's like, we gotta stay in here, brainwashing them almost.
Right.
There's a monster out there, the whole world's irradiated, we gotta stay down here. Until eventually the girl goes to go out there, and there's nothing. Everything's fine. They took care of the monster, it never even left the city.
Yep.
And then it's just oh shit, you see her setting the place on fire. I feel like I see the whole storyline play out. They're bored. They're kind of okay with it. They start questioning. John Goodman gets angry because they start questioning. They start fighting back. It doesn't work at first. Then they do something drastic like setting the place on fire and making a huge distraction enough to grab keys, get out of there, and see that everything's either okay or maybe there's a monster out there. Either way, though, that's going to be most of the movie, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, the boy's fair arm, enough.
John Goodman broke that too. The boy's arm's in a sling, or the dude's arm's in a sling.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Absolutely agree with it.
Like, a match here. I mean, but
they could just be Godzilla in you and just showing you all the parts with fucking with John Goodman. Yeah, and then fucking
3 minutes into the movie, kill him. See, that's how I feel like it could end up happening like that. But also, you know how I really feel like it isn't. It wouldn't end in like the there is no monster and then everything's fine.
I agree that it's possible. Or
they
maybe.
Put too much money into it, and J.J. Abrams produced it. J.J. Abrams, guys, Star Trek, Star Wars, but you don't fucking
how much money Mission did they Impossible. Put into this?
I don't.
How much money did they put into this? Do we have a figure?
No, there's no numbers.
So they just said a lot of money.
Look at it. That trailer was so... Okay, first of all...
No, it doesn't look that crazy. It looks very modest. It looks clean and sharp, but that's J.Abrams' style, you know? And if any money was being dumped into this, it's going to pay fucking John Goodman for doing this weird-ass little movie.
Yeah. Well, hold on. You know? Hold on, because...
Man's gotta eat.
All right. The way I'm seeing it is... They kind of popped it on us. They popped it on us, right? It comes out soon, right? When is it?
Yeah, 2 months from now, I think. Yeah, no press releases or anything. It was just like, all of a sudden, it's the beginning of this movie that's out. And everyone's like, oh, what the fuck is this?
And then all we've seen of it is the fact, is that, you know, the trailer where it's like...
Look at the movies that are getting all that giant press. They're all the, like... huge comic book movies. Right.
And exactly.
Star Wars.
Well, no, I think
Star
they did it on Wars. Purpose because doing this drop like that, it got huge attention already. People are like, what the fuck, Cloverfield 2? Uh-huh. Like, you know?
All right.
Like, as soon as we've seen it.
I have information. Apparently, it started filming in October of 2014, finished filming in December. They literally just finished. Oh, wait, hold on. No, that doesn't say 14. That says 14. So they shot it in less than 2 months. Ago. Less than 2 months, October 20th, 2014 to December 15th, 2014.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. They shot it in less than 2 months.
Oh, so it's been done since 2014?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Good secret, guys.
Great secret.
Right?
Yeah. Comes out March 11th of this year. It was a $5 million budget.
Yeah, that's low as nothing. Shit. Yeah.
That is
fair enough.
But given Cloverfield didn't have a huge budget or anything either, and they did very good with it, so it's not to say something crazy couldn't happen. I agree that it could end up that way, but I still think most of the journey is going to be down there, and that's not a bad thing for me, though. Like, John Goodman looks scary as fuck
in that movie. He is very... Like,
he's such a good actor.
Here's the plot, so...
Oh, you have the plot?
Yeah.
You want to read it? Spoilers, I guess.
Huh?
No, that's not spoilers.
It's not really spoilers. This is what the movie is about. Yeah.
Okay, it's where. Okay.
Yeah, it's after a car accident, a young woman comes into an underground cellar where most of the action takes place. She fears she has been abducted by a survivalist who tells her he saved her life, and a chemical attack has left the outside world uninhabitable. Uncertain what to believe, she decides she must escape whatever danger she may face.
Boom. Nailed it. Chemical, right on the nose.
Chemical right attack? That's oh, what,
see,
weird.
This is what I think is maybe... I was just thinking about this, too. When
so
they
he's
say,
just crazy, too?
So when they say there's a blood relative... It's a blood relative of Cloverfield. Maybe it's not literal? Even in the same universe. What if maybe it's just tone. Maybe they mean, like, it's going to be the same tone as Cloverfield. And maybe they'll start this Cloverfield thing where they just keep calling movies Cloverfield and much like... American Horror Story, they don't always link up, but it's always like the same feeling in every season. You know what I mean?
Like a Twilight Zone kind of a situation.
Yeah, it's all under the same heading and it has the same feel, but it's now
but
just the Cloverfield
different.
Series.
Yeah.
What if it's a literal... It's maybe it's stupid, but...
What if it
relative
is just...
Is, no, blood relative is very specific. What if literally blood relative of one of the characters in the first movie?
Maybe. And maybe it takes place before the movie takes place.
Right.
Maybe anything, you know, at this point. I don't know what it means. That's the part I'm most curious about is what they mean, like how it actually relates to Cloverfield or if it does at all other than just feeling-wise.
Yeah, because they give you that one shot of the room and everything shaking.
And it's shaking, and then you see out the window a little bit.
You see a fuzzy something.
It's fuzzy, but it's dark.
There's either a shit ton of monsters out there or nothing. Or it's just a farmland.
Yeah. Or maybe it's an absolute wasteland. You know what I mean?
It can't be... Because here's the thing. It's going to look normal because she's going to get up there a couple of times in the movie and see out there. So whatever that reaction is you're seeing there, that's the end of the movie.
Yeah.
That's her seeing the cops show up to rescue her, like from this crazy asshole who's keeping people in his fucking bunker, or like her actually seeing a monster, or her actually, maybe the chemical war starts happening right as she's about to escape, you know, anything like that. But that's definitely the end of it, because she's going to look out there a couple times and see a regular-ass farm, and that's why she's going to start questioning it.
Something that's a regular, normal...
Something that looks normal. Yeah. That's what's going to inspire this. I mean, the feeling's going to be there generally in the beginning. We all know how these things go.
It sounds like an M. Night twist.
Yeah.
All right. That sounds like an M. Night twist.
Let's see if
Abrams is taking a page out of his book.
Yeah.
Like, I'll show up your twist.
Maybe I'm just thinking about those twists now. Maybe.
Yo, dog, I heard you like twists. God, so I twisted your twist. What a twist.
Cinnamon twist.
Dude, he has ruined all movies. Just because, like, now you're just expecting a twist.
Right.
Right.
We talked about this. That's how he is. Yeah.
This is rehashing.
That's how he is. But you know what we haven't talked about yet? Well, actually, we did kind of mention it at one point.
What?
You guys are absolutely ridiculous every time.
Not me. I'm straight-faced.
How about that news you got for us about Tim Curry?
Who, me?
How he's awesome.
How he's amazing.
Tonight. How he's coming back.
Okay, Tim Curry set to return to the Fox remake of Rocky Horror Picture Show. He's going to take over the narrator role.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. That's exactly what he should be doing. Which
is, right, exactly.
Yes.
He'll play that role. That's the only thing he can do. That, like, honestly, where else would you
put him? He is so old, and he is definitely going to die before the end of this year. Like, and that's my bet.
This year? No, don't say that, man.
I don't want it to be, but I'm a realist.
He's got a reason to be around. Have you seen
the pictures of him?
Stop it. I've lost too many.
Yeah.
Yes, he looks like a melting wax potato.
He does. Yeah. He looks like... That's exactly what he looks like. That's a goddamn shame.
It is terrible.
He does look like a melting wax potato.
But I'm the one who wants him around still. You're the one who's trying to put him out to pasture.
I want him around, but like, damn, then stay look at hopeful. That dude.
The man, he's like a fairy. He needs our applause to keep him alive.
I'm sure he doesn't want to be on the red carpet in a wheelchair, man.
Somebody
that's Pennywise the Clown right there.
Yeah, come not on, anymore. Man.
Hey, but wait. He's the original.
How long ago was that?
He was... He's
fucking Nigel Thornberry.
He was the butler in Home Alone 2.
He was the butler.
He was the scary snowman and Courage the Cowardly Dog. Boom. Mic drop.
He's done so many. So many cartoon voices. He's in like every fucking cartoon.
Oh, actually, hold on. I am wrong. That was Sean Connery, folks, I believe. He was.
Pick that mic back up.
No, I'm going to pick that mic up because, hold up, I think he did play a scary snowman voice, though. Now I need to look that up.
All right.
So you guys talk about...
Let's take a five.
So yeah, why...
When is this supposed to happen? What's the deal?
They still don't have a real description for the show. All it's still saying is it's just a remake of it. It's basically going to be pretty people. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's
pretty
cool.
Pretty people
though.
With problems, just like everything else.
So it's a remake, so they're starting the whole...
Everything, yeah.
Brad and Janet, Frankenfurter.
Yeah, now they're, you figure...
Fucking the kid, what did Meatloaf play? What's his name?
Now I can only think of
The rock and roll guy, the greaser.
Yeah. I don't remember because now all I can think of is Tim Curry's.
He got killed and put in the block of ice under the table.
But yeah, right now it's just Curry returning, at least from the previous cast. They have a whole bunch of new names of nobodies.
Wait, guys, what was I looking up?
But
Tim Curry Snowman.
Yeah.
How did you get distracted that quickly?
I don't know.
Facebook?
That's...
Yeah, exactly. Well, fuck? At least she's honest.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Look, it popped up as soon as I turned my phone on. It was like, look, you've got notifications.
Oh, guys, I haven't... Oh, shit. I haven't been recording. I'm fucking with you. No, we're good. I love doing that. I'm going to do that more.
Can I literally say you're the worst person to ever exist?
Yeah.
Because that has happened to us so many times.
You can literally say
I
mean, it.
And I want to punch you right now.
Hitler was bad, but you.
Oh, don't compare me to Hitler. I don't deserve that.
You're above that.
I'm above him. Oh, Jesus. You're so, all right, so it's nobody's. I like nobody's, though. That can be cool.
Yeah, I just, I don't know. I don't see how you have an event series, quote unquote, of it.
Like a mini?
Yeah, like a little mini nothing, you know, you redo. But you're going to, what are you going to do here?
Are they going to do all the songs? Are they going to do like one song an episode?
But that's what I mean. Like, it's Fox.
Are they going to stretch it out?
Glee the shit out of it.
Ugh.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm worried about.
I need my murders.
Because actually, the same people that did Glee are on board for this. Not exactly the same.
Well, it's musical. I understand that part of it. But as long as I get my murders, I'm happy.
I don't know. Apparently, that Scream Queen show that they have, it's got the murders in it. I've
heard okay, so they're up for it.
Right, exactly.
It's a new age of TV. You can show some blood, some tits.
I just. Oh, man.
Maybe a little root.
Maybe a little bit of root. Nobody has root
anymore. Just the back end of it.
My kinds of root or like...
No. Like,
why not?
No.
Like, it would like creep over the fence like Wilson from Home Improvement. Just kind of like...
What's that even mean?
How's that for energy?
I just pulled a D right.
Howdy ho there, neighbor.
I have him shaved in the
top. Was that George Wendt on the other side of that
fence? I have no idea.
I don't know. It was George Wendt.
I have no idea.
That's probably nobody.
Probably was nobody.
Yeah. So how we turn out on that Tim Curry snowman
thing? He was the voice of an elf.
Wow.
All right, we're off to a good start.
Which is not a snowman, but it was in a Santa Claus movie, and there was a snowman, but hold on.
Shit. Well, he was an elf. That's all. That's all we need to know.
Perfect. Yeah. Segue time.
That's one of Santa's elves. Yo, he was a lot of voices in a lot of things.
Yeah, remember when I said that?
I'm just looking at all the pictures.
Why don't you click back about 2 minutes and you'll
just name some shows. Run down the list.
No, I don't pay attention.
Let's do a tribute to Tim Curry.
Come on.
Is this,
yo, that flying
She's not
bug.
Dead.
Right. Well, she seems to think he is. She's already written out his fucking funeral.
So many things.
Have you seen there was a tweet that went
eulogy.
Around?
Eulogy. No way.
I couldn't figure out what funeral speeches were called. Oh, boy.
Oh, that's cool. Anyway, yeah, so that's going to be cool.
Hey,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
Up next, another segue.
Exactly.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned for that.
Into
Del Toro, guys. Let's talk about Del Toro.
He's a cool guy.
He's a cool guy.
Short, pudgy.
Guillermo. Mr. William.
Talks funny.
Had tea with him.
Billy.
Yeah, how was he?
Billy the Bull.
Kind of rude.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Really?
Why?
Ass slapper.
Ah.
You know all the coolest people, DK.
While you were sitting down and having tea, though?
Yeah, or just like slapping your ass.
Did he tell you to get up every once in a while? Stand up for a second for me.
Well, we were just standing in line waiting to get our tea.
For some reason, when you say you had tea together, I think it's at someone's home. Like at a
I took him out.
In a sunroom.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I took him out somewhere fancy.
Yeah, what? Starbucks. No, Dunkin'. where all they have is English breakfast tea.
Yeah, literally. It's so sad.
Decaf.
Yeah.
Nobody wants tea, though. Like.
So what's up with Del Toro?
Del Toro is doing something that is so cool.
What is it?
Something
is
so amazing.
What is he doing? What?
Well, I mean, amazing
building
is...
building it up and just telling
amazing is relative. But he's scary. Adapting... a childhood horror classic. All right. Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark.
Oh, I know it was scary.
All right. So this whole thing, which came out in 1984, I want to let you guys know.
Oh, is that
It's actually older than you think.
It's older than all of us. In this
it's world. Older than all of us, but
nah,
we had
me.
This growing
not taller
up.
Than me, though.
The books?
We had these books growing up, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
ran them from the library a lot. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah. I bought a bunch of them.
Did you just say
just for the illustrations.
The
rented them, yeah. That's what you do. You rent shit from the library.
Man, it's like a video store of books.
No, because like me, Tinelli just goes to the library once, gets a whole bunch, and then forgets to take them back.
Well, they have comics now. That's what me and her did the last time accidentally. Well, it's because fucking libraries are like, all right, just take out like 30 books at a time, 10 movies, and whatever else. Yeah. We don't care.
Because you know what they're doing? They're cleaning out for when they eventually get shut down.
But then the other thing is like, all right, yeah, these are due back in 2 months. And it's like, I'm not even going to fucking remember to do that. Like, and then that's what happened.
You got to staple that shit to your fucking forehead to remember that. So we got like
20 free comic books.
Oops.
And a place we can't go anymore. So what do you think it's going to be? Like, it's not a TV show. It's a movie he's doing, right?
Yeah. And it's...
A la Goosebumps, maybe?
I don't know. It's being put out... Do it like that. It's being put out by CBS Films.
There's no
release date or anything. However, the script writer is John August. I can't even speak.
Get the Philly out of here.
John August. That's why. Because August. That's August. Why.
Yeah, that's why.
August.
John August.
But he is also the writer of Go, Big Fish, and Frankenweenie. So...
Big Fish is a good example of what it could be.
Yeah, like real surreal. Yeah.
Never seen it.
Surreal and creepy.
Never saw a fucking Big Fish?
What?
Give me your hand.
Oh, man.
No.
That's going to be a guest star and you haven't seen.
Yeah.
Right? I'll watch that.
Yeah.
I'll watch that any day of the week.
Never seen
it. I'll fucking watch that. Let's stop.
Watch it right now, bro. But yeah, no, so...
Now we're back on a review. Big Fish.
All right, so I'm going to start this, but one of my most memorable scary stories to tell in the dark is, there's a lot, but the spider one was one in particular where the little girl finds a pimple on her face and doesn't think anything of it, and then like it's itchy and swelly and it's weird, and then she gets in a bathtub and it explodes, and it was spiders. A spider laid eggs in her face, and it exploded into billions of fucking baby spiders into the bathtub.
Sounds
That's
right.
Terrifying. Yeah. Like, that shit is scary enough. And every story was drawn out, and it was very dramatic and intense.
Right.
I got one. There was one, the girl with the yellow scarf or something like that.
Oh, the yellow ribbon?
The yellow ribbon.
Yeah.
And it's this girl, like, I think there was like a, it's been a while, but there's like a, some sort of legend in the place about this girl who, like, had lost her head a long time ago in here. And this dude keeps running into this chick with a yellow ribbon tied around her neck. And eventually she takes it off and her head just... like falls off and it was
well
her.
She gets married, they get yeah. She meets him and she gets married and she never takes the ribbon off,
right?
And so at the end the ribbon comes off, she dies or whatever, the ribbon comes off and her head plops off.
Why? Yeah.
creep me out good.
So he was fucking a dead body,
yeah, essentially. So
a ghost. Yeah.
Do you remember any tonight?
Not really.
DK,
no.
Any in particular?
I mean, I had a bunch of them. Like, I love the illustrations in them.
Yeah, like, I'm
such good at remembering the illustrations. The illustrations are what make you remember.
But I honestly, I can't, not nothing really comes to mind.
Good, because I have another one. The Big Toe was another one of my favorites.
What the fuck is the Big Toe?
The Big Toe was like, okay, so these kids, there's something, these kids were telling a story, and so... No, the mother was telling a kid a scary story to like to keep kid in bed, and telling him about the big this monster that cuts off toes. Yeah, this monster that cuts off toes, and she says stay in bed. So something, the kid didn't do something, and so he hears the noise she said he would make, like a Babadook shit, like thump thump thump. Right. And so he ends up and he hears the thump thump thump, and it ends up he comes looking for his toes. So, but it's a lot creepier than I can tell it.
Well, of course.
But, like, it still was one that, like, really stood out to me.
And that's why I'm not too worried about the CBS thing, is because they never went, like, slashery or gory in those stories. It was all just genuinely creepy.
Creepy, you know? And like, it was built up drama.
It's all fairly simple stuff.
How do you do that as a full movie? You know what I mean?
Vignettes.
Yeah.
Mini if movies in one big movie.
If you've seen Big Fish, you'd understand.
Yeah, but that's...
It's like Princess Bride. Fucking What's-His-Face walks into Little Savage and sits down next to the bed and just starts reading them stories.
Or they could be doing it Are You Afraid of the Dark style, telling campfire stories.
Yeah. For a whole movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You haven't seen movies like that? What's that one with the horror one with Leslie Nielsen? And he got buried on the beach and beach washed up and drowned him.
The beach washed up and
drowned him? Yeah, the old beach. You know the beach, how it ebbs and flows?
Right, yeah, mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah. Sports. But yeah, there's a bunch of movies like that, and mostly horror, too, and horror does really well with it. It's good stuff.
Is it like a cheesy type of horror? Or no, they were like
creepy. They will genuinely creepy. So like out.
You're looking at a genuine horror movie at this point.
It would be fucking awesome if they went black and white with it too.
It would be just very to fit cool.
the illustrations.
I feel like CBS.
They
is
would
too,
some stories could do it black and white. I would think.
Yeah.
I feel like CBS is too. Like, That feels more artsy than
or
CBS
like,
is capable.
Or like Sin City style and just throw in pieces of color, you know, here and there.
First of all. This is Guillermo del Toro, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Pan's Labyrinth. Think Sin of City. That in black and white. Think of that in black and white. Like, think of the creepy, like, things like... remember the art for it? The drawings and the pictures and everything? How, like, everything looks... That is the main focus that they're going to go for. They're going to try to achieve that creepy look.
Look...
In the film.
Look at how well he did with Sin City. And how, like...
The first one.
Yeah.
How it looked like it.
And how he interpreted an illustration style exactly into a film style. You know what I mean?
He's a fanboy. Leave it alone.
The second one was great, too.
He's a fanboy. He's a fanboy.
I'm willing to drop that. Me or him? We're talking about something
else. I don't think so. Yeah, I don't like it.
But, like, how good did he do interpreting that illustration style?
Oh, that was great. That was amazing.
Exactly. So, like, he's very, very capable of doing that.
Yeah. I guess.
I really believe that the visual power is there, the writing power is there.
Right. Was there
one, all the powders.
Is there one specific author?
No, I think it was kind of like a mishmash. Okay. Like everyone did it.
It was a lot of urban legends. It's just a lot. I think it was more of a compendium.
How long did it run for you? Any idea? Does it say?
Actually, let me look it up.
Well, she said it started in 84.
84, wow. Probably. Which I guess makes sense.
It might still be going. Like, honestly, they might still be making scary stories.
It would probably be a digital at this point.
But I don't think
I guess 84 makes sense for... Because it was probably... It hit all of us young. Because I vaguely remember it. But when you showed me those covers, I'm like, oh, that
exactly.
I remember.
Those are the ones. Yeah.
19, it was published 1981 to 1991, actually.
Okay, so
it was three... It was a series of three children's books written by Alvin Schwartz and illustrated by Stephen Gamel. The titles of the books are Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark, 1981, More Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark, 1984, and Scary Stories 3, More Tales to Chill Your Bones, 1991.
Scary Stories.
So it's all written by one person.
Electric Boogaloo. Scary Stories 5, Back in the Habit.
Who was the one person? What was it again? Gamel, right?
No, Gargamel
was the artist, right?
Gargamel is the artist. Alvin Schwartz.
Schwartz.
He
does not ring any bells to me. That name.
You know that name. May the Schwartz be with you.
Oh, I know that, yeah.
He's also known for And the Green Grass Grew All Around.
Mm-mm. All around.
The green grass he's around. Also known for... It's a lot of folk tales and poetry, like...
Yeah.
Cat's Elbow,
which is what those stories end up being. They're just like modern folk tales.
Yeah, right. Like you said, they're urban legends, stuff like that.
Yeah,
so.
That's the feel they have, you know? All stuff right. You tell around a candle or a fire.
Let's see if it's going to be any good. I mean, right now we don't have much of anything, so.
Honestly, read
some of the books.
Yeah, now. Do it right now.
Like, read some of them and look at the art and everything.
Read us a story, Daddy Tonelli. Ooh, that's not coming out of my mouth.
Back in the Habit, indeed.
Thank God it's recorded.
Times I'm glad I'm on air.
I'll keep that shit in there. I'm not afraid of my fucking mistakes. But that's what it was. A mistake.
Yeah, right. Why are you rubbing my foot, then?
My foot are clearly nowhere near.
Yeah, both his feet are on the chair. So
I don't know. He's got some ninja moves. He could be definitely getting in and out.
That could just be like a mannequin leg. He has.
I would be so.
That would be awesome. He looks at it. I was like, no, I'm fucking serious. He's punching me. The work and planning that would take for such a small payoff. You know how real I would have to make this leg look? It's bare. If I wore pants, it would be way easier.
Yeah, right. You'd be fine.
Just come in with a bent leg and just drop it up there real quick.
If you were wearing pants, I would know something was wrong.
Why?
Because you're wearing pants.
I wear pants every now and then.
You wear pants on your way home from work.
On his way home from work. Yeah, well, I'm at work. Not at work. He just puts pants on.
I'm like Walter White. When I go to work, I got to get down to the tidy whities before I can get down to business.
Yeah, he's actually a meth cook.
They only see you from the waist up most of the time, right? Right,
exactly. Anyway, I feel a segue coming on.
Well, geez.
I hope so.
Guys, I wasn't even going to go there. I was just going to let the natural ebb of the conversation flow towards Destiny. Y'all.
Oh, really?
This sounds screwed.
Right. Man.
So we're just supposed to just roll into it?
Like, there's
we're
not, just gonna... These words are not... Those words are not
considering there. The fact that...
not there.
Del Toro was also involved in the next thing that you want to talk about.
I mean, it's possible that something coincides here.
What is it?
I mean, because it's kind of cool, I guess. Like, we can mention it or whatever.
Somebody hit her with a hammer.
What is going on?
I don't even know.
TikTok.
No, but seriously, even more importantly to me is the fact that they are still kind of... I can't even describe, like, how confusing Universal Studios is making life for me with Pacific Rim.
There we go.
Because...
Pac Rim?
Because, all right, so back in October...
Pacific Blue.
Guillermo del Toro says...
And I
budget and script went in. No answers yet. If anything happens, I will post. If nothing happens, I will just keep rambling. So basically,
we're still here.
But there's talks that they're actually looking to cast a certain tiny assassin from GOT.
Well, so we might be getting a
well, that's not Rim 2. That's not generic at all. That's very specific.
Yeah, well, they put it in quotes in everything. So like,
yeah.
I'm not getting my hopes up. Like, there's no point.
I don't want to get my hopes up either, but what I'm saying is he put it in. And they definitely... Filming. What they're saying is that they wanted to give the creative time. Universal Studios said they want to give the creative team of Pacific Rim 2 the time it needs. So it's been pushed back indefinitely.
Yeah, you know what indefinitely means? It means it's going to go to a room somewhere and die.
Usually, but that's what I mean. It has been being talked about more. There's been more like talks about casting and everything. So hopefully it is more than just that. Like,
nope. Fingers crossed. Nope. I would love for it to happen. I'm not going to get hopeful about it, though. Yeah, it doesn't sound like it's going anymore.
It's been on, off, constantly.
I can't be optimistic about it anymore. They got me too excited too many times. I've lost. I'm jaded.
Like,
I'm
jaded to their bullshit. They had a release date for it and then took it away.
I want it to happen. I really do, but it's just
pushed it back, guys.
Yeah, it's again. Yeah, that's right. The thing.
Exactly.
Like, they keep pushing it back.
They killed it, brought it back to life, killed it, brought it back. It's like fucking...
They're still pushing back the Tim Burton Superman deal. Like, that was supposed to happen a long time ago and never will.
Yeah, you're... No.
Still getting Nick Cage.
You definitely get him cheaper now.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
I mean, yeah. Do Nick Cage.
There's clues on the money.
Oh my god, I love Nick Cage. Guys, he's really funny.
He is fucking great.
I want to watch National Treasure.
Fuck that, Con Air. Con Air is the Nick Cage movie. Number two is Raising Arizona.
No, wrong, Face Off.
8mm.
The Rock.
I love how everybody has a different Nick
Raising
Cage movie.
Raising fucking Arizona.
That's how good Nick Cage is.
Well, we
because
agreed on
everybody
Con Air.
In the room has a different favorite Con Air. Nick Cage
On Air 5?
Yeah, right, on air five.
All right.
Right?
Yeah. That's perfect.
Nice, guys. Real good.
Fucking great Dave Chappelle flick.
Yeah. It was. He ain't lying.
Even co-starring Steve Buscemi. I mean, come on. How can you go wrong with that?
Fucking John Malkovich.
There were so many good people.
The black guy. All joking aside, I mean, come on. Who the
fuck? That was Dave Chappelle.
No, the other black guy.
That's your problem.
The big one.
I don't know who you're talking about.
What are you talking about?
The big
Michael
Clark
Duncan?
No, that was
Green Mile.
Oh, Munkle Dark Duncan.
Terrible.
I was like, it'll be funny if I mix them up, and then it was too hilarious too quick. Munkle Dark Clanking.
That doesn't have racial connotations to it at all.
Hey, man, it's his mixed up name.
You terrible, horrible person. Now you too.
My name backwards is Noiram.
Noiram?
Noiram.
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 Noiram. Noiram.
Yeah, I'm a
Hebrew.
Nerd.
You're Hebrew now.
A Hebrew nerd.
Noiram. Noiram Jaboikowitz.
Jaboikowitz. Starts out Sheboygan. Ends Witz.
No, my little brother calls him Blumenheiser.
It's true. It's true. That's wrong, though. What are we talking about?
She doesn't know.
Well,
this entire episode has just ran off track with every subject.
Well, yeah, it ran off track because you guys killed...
Oh, it's our fault.
You guys killed Pacific Rim 2 really quick. Not. You killed it
just
for me.
Just like the studio.
You killed Tim Curry.
I killed Tim Curry.
You wish death upon him.
And the man's finally doing something.
And the
something.
Fucking Lord of Darkness will not have it.
Listen, I'm staying
out of all this.
Frankenfurter.
Listen, fanboys.
Listen, fanboys.
Hey, fanboys.
Listen up, you two.
All I'm saying is, he's really sick. Nope. And when really
sick... Why are we
sick,
back on...
Oh, wait. Now I gotta say us three. Leave the Kerman alone.
Kerman. Pee-wee Kerman.
Pee-wee Kerman.
Oh my god. The butler from Clue would be so disappointed.
Timothy Curry, leave him alone.
Timothy.
The elder elf of the Santa Claus happy.
Stop! Give it up!
The elder elf.
Yeah.
It's like the eldest elf or something.
Is that what they call him?
Yeah, I don't know what it is. It's ridiculous. Some stupid cartoon.
You're ridiculous in some stupid cartoon.
He was also Nigel Thornberry, so...
Well, we
And I
we
think
he'd
have a
that.
Problem with your attitude right now, because he was kind of a nice guy.
Yeah.
What? So, is! See, is!
Trying to kill him
I'm
with your wife.
About, I was talking about Nigel Thornberry because that shit was canceled. If you guys want to keep jumping to conclusions, I suggest you guys get a mat.
Yeah, we're going to pull out the mat right now. Pull out the jump to conclusions mat. I'll do it.
Stat, guys.
It's a mat. With different conclusions on it that you can jump to. It's not a thing. No one would.
By the way, DK, do you have my stapler?
No. Why do I have your stapler?
Are we quoting this now?
Because I lent it to you like a year ago.
Quoting this now.
And I just want my stapler.
I didn't know you even owned a stapler to borrow a stapler.
All I'm saying is you really. Gotta stop wishing death on Blackbeard from Muppet Treasure Island.
But I really
He was
love...
in Annie.
Look, I really love...
Who was in Annie?
Fucking Tim Curry.
Oh, the transvestite monster guy in Ah Real Monsters, the doctor, whatever his name is.
Yeah, fucking love that guy.
The weird... Ew.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
You know, that guy. He's funny.
Yeah, he's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
So it's fucking Hexus from Ferngully, but...
Oh, Creepsville. He's so creepy. So creepy. But, you know, they don't have the ability to change into a fucking spider randomly at the end of the movie.
That's true. Although that is pretty sweet.
It's true.
Didn't he do that at the end of Congo, though? He turned into a giant spider and killed a gorilla with his fangs. Just stabbed through its skull.
Well, I don't know, but he definitely was murderous at the end of Rocky Horror there.
He was definitely murderous at the end of Charlie's Angels.
Oh. It.
Yeah. Good one, dude.
Yeah, I'm done. I think that's it for me.
Home Alone 2 earlier. Yeah, I know. So I said Pennywise 2 earlier, but I'm just reminding you.
Oh, I forgot we said Pennywise.
Oh, yeah, and Adam's Family Golden Reunion. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he is so creepy. That fight, he's always a sleazeball.
Fucking Scary Movie 2, The Hunt for Red October. I can do this all day because I have a phone in front of me. Rugrats Movie, The Rugrats Go Wild. Who Rugrats in Paris, the movie.
Who was he?
Nigel Thornberry.
Yeah, he just kept running into him. Beauty and the Motherfucking Beast. Beauty and the Beast. He was in a movie called Ginger Clown. I don't even know what that is.
Ginger
Clown? It seems creepy, though.
Oh, is that like...
The Shadow?
An adaptation of You know
he's still alive,
it?
Right?
Really? We don't need the but he was. His resume.
Yeah.
No, he was no, in the
she
past.
She wants to
tense.
Kill him. I'm going to give him a tribute.
This is just a tribute.
You know, I think this has been enough of this so nonsense too. For one night. Yeah. So I'm gonna end this week's episode of the Wizard Nerdcast. You guys are gonna want to make sure you check out the website because it's full of awesome things like new kaiju interviews and reviews and nerdy fun time videos. You can view all the things at www.wizardnerdcast.com. You can find us on facebook.com/wizardnerdcast and also on Twitter and Instagram @wizardnerdcast.
MySpace?
We're available not on MySpace, but on iTunes and Stitcher and basically any other podcast directory. And let's not forget the Tube of Views with an ever-growing collection of various visual stimuli just for your face. So until next time, this has been Jane.
Cardinal Richelieu from The Three Musketeers.
Pennywise.
The Butler.
From two different movies. Why is he always butling?
Would he technically be a butler in Home Alone?
He could be butling.
He does.
He was the...
he was a concierge.
Yeah. Rob Schneider, his lookalike.
He's a butler.
Was the butler.
He's the head butler. That's what that means. Yeah. No, that's the guy who gets you wine.
Don't get strung out. By the way I look, don't judge a book by its cover. I'm not much of a man by the light of day, but by night I'm one hell of a lover. I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. Let me show you a rhyme and maybe play you a sign. You look like you're both pretty groovy. Or if you want something visual that's not too abysmal, we could take in an old Steve Reeves movie.
I'm glad we caught you at home. Could we use your phone? We're both in a bit of a hurry.
Right.
We'll just say where we are, then go back to the car. We don't want to be any worry.
Well, you got caught with a flat wheel. How about that? Well, babies, don't you panic. By the light of the night, it'll all seem all right. I'll get you a satanic mechanic. I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. Why don't you stay for the night?
Night.
Or maybe a bite?
Night.
I could show you my favorite obsession. I've been making a man with blonde hair and a tan, and he's good for relieving my tension. I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. Hey, I'm just a sweet transvestite.
Sweet transvestite. transsexual Transylvania. So, come up to the lab and see what's on the slab. I see you shiver with anticipation. But maybe the rain is really to blame. So I'll remove the cause. But not the symptom.
No, no, you have to. Oh my god!
A little documentary thing.
Pimp my couch, or like something like mundane, like pimp my couch, or pimp my kitchen table, or pimp like something.
Honestly, I would like to see that too. Just like pimp everything,
pimp
everything, like
pimp my handbag.
Even better would be if it was like pimp my room, and you come back and your house is demolished, and there's just a pimped out car sitting there.
So we pimped your room out, dude. We turned it into a 1985.
No, we just, all right, no, we could do this. We just need a black dude, and that's it.
And a willingness to braid his hair.
But we need...